You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound, the adrenaline is building. Steeler week, just under 2 days away from the kickoff at First Energy Stadium. I know you guys will be howling. You'll be ready to roll. And in studio now, we are joined by Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, first up, let's get right into the injuries. Mike Pettine addressed the media, updated on some of these injuries out there. Where do the Browns stand going into this game? What kind of a sense could you take from his body language that maybe we weren't able to see?
Well, you know what, his body language, you know, I think sometimes when he comes right off the field on a Friday, he's really in game mode and thinking about exactly how he's going to try to beat the opponent. I always sense that on a Friday. He's just still kind of really locked in. And he seemed, you know, a little bit concerned to me, I got to tell you. Look, Paul Kruger, one of their best linebackers right now, out with a back injury. Now, Eric Martin will probably get a few more reps with Paul out. You've got Billy Wynn out. You've got Phil Taylor out with the knee scope. Joe Hayden, we're not sure if he's going to play or not. So, you know, you head into this game already having a lot of issues on defense and now a ton of injuries.
What happened to Ataba Rubin and Paul Kruger? Were these injuries that were suffered in practice during the week?
You know what? They were not during the game, for sure. Paul, he said it wasn't during practice. He just said he has a back issue. And sometimes, as we all know, a back will just flare up on you. And then Ataba Rubin, he did the ankle yesterday in practice, but didn't really realize it. He didn't show up on the injury report. So didn't realize anything really was wrong.
Are they all three considered game time decisions?
Yes, they're game time decisions. They're questionable for the game. And, you know, I watched Hayden move around out there a little bit today, and I actually thought in the drills that I watched that he looked pretty good. He was going up and trying to defend against some passes and trying to jump around, run around a little bit, and I thought he looked pretty good.
Good.
But, again, we have not seen Paul. Billy Wynn, again, is out, and Ataba kind of hobbled.
Mary Kay, how, if at all, do you feel that those injuries, whether they play or not, will affect the game itself and also to the game plan against the Pittsburgh Steelers and how we're going to attack them defensively?
Well, if Joe Hayden is out, I think that you really have to rethink a little bit of what you're going to be able to do in the secondary. Now, if Joe is out, Pettine told us today that Justin Gilbert will start the game. So you would have Justin starting on the outside with Buster on the other side, and then K1 obviously coming in off the bench. And they will play a lot of three wides, so you're going to have those three guys on the field a lot of the time. I don't know if you can play a strict man-to-man in this situation against a Ben Roethlisberger and against a Marcus Wheaton and an Antonio Brown. I wonder if you kind of have to go back to the drawing board a little bit and get into a little bit more zone coverage.
Yeah, certainly a lot of made of what Justin Gilbert's role could be if Joe Hayden is out, but I've heard from around here a lot of people saying he had his best week of practice this week. How confident did the coach sound in Gilbert after this week of practice?
You know what? He did say that. Coach Pettine did say that Justin came back. He had a great attitude. He really stepped up, and he showed that he wants this job. And I talked to Jim Leonard about it today a little bit, and he said the exact same thing. As a veteran, he noticed that Justin really came through this week. So that's a really good sign, because I kind of feel like what's probably been going on with Justin a little bit is that, you know, he's at the top of the heap when it comes to cornerbacks. I mean, he was the top cornerback picked in the draft, and he probably feels like, hey, you know, I have to do what got me here. I'm good at this for a reason. And he probably was maybe just resisting the coaching just a tad bit to the point where they probably want to break down his game and put it together in a pro way that's going to work for him on this level. And I'm not sure that he was really ready for that, but I think he's ready now.
Now, switching over to the other side of the ball is how are offensively, we're not going to quite see the same team. We've got the Pittsburgh Steelers missing Ryan Shazier. We've got them missing Jarvis Jones and Ike Taylor out with that broken arm. We're a very confident group offensively. Is that something we're going to go out and exploit this week and kind of like, you know, have our will, you know, on this Pittsburgh Steelers team and put those points up on the board, which I think is, you know, paramount for us offensively?
I think so. I think they're going to be aggressive. I think you're going to see Brian Hoyer take shots again. He's shown that he's not afraid to do that. He'll exploit some of those holes and some of those weaknesses that you're talking about. There are already issues with the Pittsburgh defense even before these guys got injured. So Brian will find those weaknesses, and we've already seen, I mean, he knows where to go with the football, so I think he will take advantage of that. Now, the thing that you won't be able to do as much in this game is surprise them with the no huddle offense.
Right.
You'll be able to use it obviously, but you will not be springing anything on Dick LeBeau this time. So I suspect that Kyle Shanahan will have other wrinkles for Dick LeBeau.
Do you think this game is going to come down to who can run the football more effectively when it's all said and done?
Well, you know, yes, I think that's going to have a lot to do with it, and that's going to be a clash of the titans because you've got two really good running backs running games. Le'Veon Bell, I mean, you can't say enough about how well he's been playing, and then Ben Tate. Everyone had to be really, really impressed with how he ran with a vengeance in that pass game. So I think this is going to be a smash-mouth Cleveland Browns old-time Pittsburgh Steelers football game.
Now, for me, I know we all said, stopping the run, stopping Le'Veon Bell, making Ben Roethlisberger and that offense one-dimensional. But has there been any talk by Jim O'Neill, Coach Pettine, or anybody defensively talking about Ben Roethlisberger's ability to extend the play and the coverage now that we may have some inexperience defensively in that coverage on plastering, those receivers? Because Antonio Brown and those guys thrive in finding those voids in zones or breaking free in man coverage to allow Ben Roethlisberger that opportunity to get the ball to them.
That's what's going to be so hard in this game because, I mean, he is the master when it comes to this. I mean, he can escape out of any kind of trouble. You have to stay plastered. You have to stay with your man at all times. And we saw how everyone struggled. We saw Justin Gilbert struggle against Marcus Wheaton. We saw Joe Hayden, even if he does play, struggle against Antonio Brown. So, yes, Ben, we all have seen he's 18-1 against the Cleveland Browns. So he's got the Browns number in that regard. And, yes, they're going to have to stay with their man as best they can. And the other thing from the front aspect of it, someone's got to try to get to Ben, not only get him off his mark, but get him down.
Yep.
Get him down, gang tackle him. It can't just be one guy. Barkevious Mingo is probably not going to sack him all by himself. He's going to need help to drag him down.
Nathan, I'd love to see that junkyard dog jumping on his back.
I would too. Eric Martin coming off the edge. Armani, Brian, all those guys have a meeting with Ben Roethlisberger there. What concerns you the most, though, heading this game? Because I feel like there is a lot of momentum. I feel like there's a lot of belief right now in this Browns team, in this building, outside of this building. Nationally, we're starting to see all the articles coming in. But this is the win that would cement all that, and you need to have it. What's the thing that concerns you the most, though, headed into this game?
Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, Marcus Wheaton, Heath Miller, and the guys against kind of a little bit of a beat-up and inexperienced secondary. That's the thing that I'm looking at in this game.
Yeah, they're going to have to hold up on the back end, stop the run on the front end. It's been the defense that's been kind of the problem in the first four games for this Browns team, and this will be a massive, massive test. On the other side of that, though, what's the one thing that gives you the most confidence headed into this game?
Brian Hoyer, never say die. I mean, he believes. Everyone believes in him, and he's ready to roll. I mean, he does not look anything in the eye and flinch at all. He's at home. It's a division game. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to try to strap this team onto his back on Sunday, avenge the loss that they had in Pittsburgh. He wants to finish the job, and you will see just a very spirited effort from him.
I have an extreme amount of confidence in our offense to be able to score points, and I think that everything falls on our defense, especially with the personnel that we're going to have to survive with because of all these question marks. And I think they decide this football game. I think Brian Hoyer and points on this Dick LeBeau defense is not a question for me. Maybe a little bit of special teams. We talked a little bit about Spencer Landing, but I think everything, the responsibility of this football game falls on the defense, and I hope they step up.
I do too. And how big, Mary Kay, do you think this one is for Hoyer, for Dante Whitner, their first home games in their hometown against the Steelers, a rivalry they grew up watching? Have you got a sense of just how big they feel this one is?
Yeah, you do, definitely. They know it, they feel it, and if they need any kind of a reminder, they will get it the minute they walk out there onto that football field. And Brian really responds to that. Dante responds to that. We've been saying all along, Brian elevates the play of the guys around him, and I think somebody that will probably step up big this game is Jordan Cameron. I think he's feeling better. I think he's coming around, and I think the two of those guys are going to connect and make some big plays.
Certainly need to see it against this Steelers D. You want Jordan Cameron, who really has been quiet in this offense despite all the great stats that Hoyer's put up, despite the great running game. He's been a little bit quiet. I'd love to see him break out in this one as well. I think it would be massive for this team. It's going to be a big one in your mind. Who wins this game, Mary Kay, on Sunday?
You know, I am struggling with this pick. I have struggled with it for a few days because on the one hand, I really, do believe that Brian can pull this off. and I think he can hit big plays. I think you're going to see another Taylor Gabriel big catch. I think all these guys are going to come up big. However, I have grave concerns about this battered defense. And once Paul went out, even though I had already picked it for one entity that I thought the Browns would win the game, once Paul Kruger went out, that I'm like, oh my goodness, how much more can this defense take? But for right now, I'm still going with the Brian Hoyer magic that he brings, and I'm saying Browns.
I like
that's right.
It.
That's right. It's the Browns. It's a Call Your Shot Friday. Mary Kay, thanks so much for being with us. You can follow her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabin. Check her out at Cleveland.com and, of course, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She's got the Browns to Call Your Shot Friday. So far, it's unanimous. Everybody's got the Browns. It's a big game at First Energy Stadium. Get ready. You need to start stretching now. We need everybody limber and ready to go for a full 60 minutes when the Browns take the field on Sunday. We'll be back with more, including the Friday forecast, with the kid here in the building in the Dog Bowl in Berea when CBD returns.